March 22, 1938. As the creature decides to live in our will, all things change for her, and she is placed in the same divine conditions. The function of the children of the divine fiat, and how they will carry within them the life of their celestial father. The last sign of love at the point of death. I continue my flight in the divine volition. Upon entering it, one can feel its balsamic air and its pacific waves. All is peace. Its strength is such that the soul feels invested by such a fortitude as to be able to do everything, reaching any extent, and even doing what God Himself does. Divine will, how capable you are of changing the human will. Your power is such as to renew the poor creature, making her be born to new life. Then, my adorable Jesus, returning for his short little visit, all tenderness told me, my little daughter of my will, as the creature decides to live in my volition, all things change for her. Our divine dominion invests her, and we make her the dominator of everything, dominator of our strength, of our goodness and of our sanctity, dominator of the light. Heavens and earth are hers by right. We place her in an atmosphere of security and imperturbable peace. Nothing of good, of health, of beauty and of divine joys, can be missing to this creature who lives in our will. All of her most tiny acts are filled with such contents as to capture the smile of all heaven and of our very supreme being. Therefore, we are all attentive to see when she loves and when she works to enjoy and smile together with her. Our love is such that we place her in our same conditions. We love even if we are not loved. We continue to give life if we are ignored, and maybe even offended. And if the creature comes back to us asking for forgiveness, we don't reproach her. Rather, we hug her and squeeze her to our divine lap. One can say that man can trust only us. Not only can he not trust other creatures, but he will find in them inconstancy and deception. And at the moment he believes he is able to rely on them, they will quit. Now, man can trust only the creature who lives in our will. This creature will do as we do. Not being loved, she will love. Ignored or offended, she will run after the offender, to save him. We feel ourselves within the one who lives in our will, and we love her so much that we do nothing other than pour rivers of love upon her, to be loved more and more, and with doubled and growing love. After this, he added with more tender and touching love, my daughter, the whole of creation was made in one outpouring of our most intense love. Therefore, the children of our fiat will serve the necessity of our love. Our love feels the need to pour itself out, otherwise we feel suffocated within our flames. Here is why the children of our will are necessary, as a continuous outpouring of our love. We will put them in our same condition of feeling the need to pour out their love along with us. We will pour out love on each other. So, just as creation started in an outpouring of love, in the same way, we will close it with our children in an outpouring of love. These children of ours will serve to the complete glory of the entire creation. It wouldn't be a work worthy of us if we did not receive the glory that the creatures owe us for having created so many things for love of them. And then, there is the highest, the most noble, holy and sublime point. We created everything so that all might be enclosed and animated by our will. Therefore, just as we delivered the creation, so it must return to us into our adorable fiat. If we didn't do so, it would seem as if we didn't have sufficient power to do all. Love, through which we can conquer all. Or wisdom, with which we can dispose of all. The children of our fiat will allow us to fulfill our will in them, and therefore they will be our glory, our triumph, and our victory. They will be our true children, who will not only carry our image, but the life of the celestial Father Himself, dwelling within them, as their own life. These children of ours will be our life, our heavens and our sons. Oh, how we will delight in creating in them ones that blow love, and cease that murmur, I love you, I love you. We will find everything in them. There will no longer be a difference between heaven and earth. They will be one single thing for us, whether we keep them with us in heaven or with us on earth. Therefore, cherish the thing that should concern you the most, to live in our divine will. Our love will find its rest, its release and its peace in you, as well as the beginning of our happiness on earth inside the heart of the creature. Our will constantly be over you, to let our life grow within you. Our love will send you its continuous breeze, to love you always with new love, and to receive yours, as expression and return of its love. After this, my beloved Jesus added, but with such unspeakable tenderness that I felt my heart breaking, "My good daughter, if everyone knew what I am telling you about all that my will does with the creature and how it lives with her, they would all throw themselves into its arms, never to leave it again. You must know that my will is like a true mother for the creature. It creates her with its hands, it conceives her inside its maternal womb, and never leaves her alone, not even one instant in this maternal womb, as if inside a sacrarium. It forms her, giving her the use of her members. It rears her with its breath. It gives her warmth, and once she has been well formed, it delivers her to daylight. But it never leaves her alone. More than a mother, it hovers always over her, watching over her, assisting her, giving her the motion, the articulation of her members, the breathing, and the heartbeat. And as she grows, it gives her the use of the word, the step to her feet. There is nothing that the creature does, that my will does not do together with her, to give her full use of the human life. Therefore, the principle of the human life, of the soul as well as of the body, is formed entirely by my will, which remains in it as if inside its refuge, to give it perennial life. Now, my daughter, until the guilt starts in the creature, everything is my will. And as the guilt begins, so the tears and pains of this celestial mother begin. Oh, how it sadly misses its child. But it doesn't leave him. Its love binds it to live in that creature to give her life, and although it feels its divine life as if suffocated, and maybe not even known or loved, the love of my will is so great that it follows her life, regardless of any offense, to make a surprise of love and save its child. Our goodness and our love are such that we use all the ways and all the means to pull him away from sin to save him. And if we do not succeed during his life, we make the last surprise of love at the moment of his death. You must know that, in that moment, we give the last sign of love to the creature, providing her with our graces, love and goodness, and placing so many tendernesses of love as to soften and win the hardest hearts. When the creature finds herself between life and death, between the time that is about to end and the eternity that is about to begin, almost in the act of leaving her body, I, your Jesus, make myself seen, with an amiability that enraptures, with a sweetness that chains and sweetens the bitterness of life, especially in that extreme moment. Then, with my gaze, I look at her, but with so much love as to pull from her an act of contrition, one act of love, one adhesion to my will. In that moment of disillusion, in seeing and touching with her hands how much we loved her, and you love her, the creature feels so much pain that she repents for not having loved us. She recognizes our will as principle and completion of her life, and, as satisfaction, she accepts her death, to accomplish one act of our will. In fact, you must know that if the creature did not do even one act of the will of God, the doors of heaven would not be opened. She would not be recognized as heiress of the celestial fatherland, and the angels and the saints could not admit her in their midst, nor would she want to enter, being aware that it does not belong to her. Without our will there is no sanctity and no salvation. How many are saved by virtue of this sign of our love, with the exception of the most perverted and obstinate? Although even following the long path of purgatory would be more convenient for them. The moment of death is our daily catch, the finding of the lost man. Then, he added, my daughter, the moment of death is the time of disillusion. In that point, All things present themselves, one after the other, to say, goodbye, the earth is over for you. Now eternity begins for you. It happens to the creature just as when she is locked inside a room and someone says to her, behind this room there is another room, in which there is God, heaven, purgatory, hell, and some the eternity. But she cannot see anything of these things. She hears them being asserted by others, but those who say them cannot see them either, so they speak in a way that is almost not credible. Not giving great importance to making all their words believed as reality is something certain. So, one day the walls fall down, and she can see with her own eyes what they had told her before. She sees her God and Father, who loved her with great love. The gifts that he had given to her, one by one. And all the broken rights of love that she owed him. She sees how her life belonged to God, not to herself. Everything passes before her, eternity, paradise, purgatory, and hell, the earth running away. The pleasures turning their back on her. Everything disappears. The only thing that remains present to her is in that room with falling walls, the eternity. What a change for the poor creature. My goodness is such, wanting everyone saved, that I allow the falling of these walls when the creatures find themselves between life and death at the moment in which the soul exits the body to enter eternity, so that they may do at least one act of contrition and of love for me, recognizing my adorable will upon them. I can say that I give them 1 hour of truth, in order to rescue them. Oh, if all knew my industries of love, that I perform in the last moment of their life, so that they may not escape from my more than paternal hands, they would not wait for that moment, but they would love me all their life.